From Tidbits, September 12, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. OnePassword 3.9 and 3.8.5. AgileBits has released OnePassword 3.9, a significant upgrade, despite the small jump in version number, that adds several new features to the password management software. This version is available only through the Mac App Store and runs only on macOS 10.10.7 Lion. Due to Apple's rules for the Mac App Store, AgileBits is unable to provide a direct upgrade path from the earlier standalone version to version 3.9, meaning existing customers must buy the new version outright. To compensate for the inconvenience, AgileBits is offering a sale price of $19.99 for version 3.9, that's 50% off and lower than their usual upgrade price, which will include a free upgrade to version 4.0, a major new version under development. Other notable features of version 3.9 include support for Lion's full screen mode, Launchpad, and application sandboxing, plus 64-bit support, higher security PBK-DF2 calibration, and a new menu bar icon for quick system-wide access to logins and other 1Password features. The transition to the Mac App Store has raised a number of questions from users, which AgileBits addresses in a blog post and a FAQ on their forum. Meanwhile, the company has also released 1Password 3.8.5, a minor update for existing users who are still running 10.6 Snow Leopard or who don't want to move to the Mac App Store version. Version 3.8.5 includes WebKit compatibility, which version 3.9 currently lacks, and because 1Password now updates browser extensions separately from the application itself, it will be possible for those remaining with the 3.8x.x branch to maintain compatibility with future browser versions. Security Update 2011-005. In light of the recent security breach at Certificate Authority DigiNotar, Security Update 2011-005 removes DigiNotar from the list of trusted root certificates and from the list of extended validation certificate authorities, and configures default system trust settings so that DigiNotar certificates, including those issued by other authorities, are not trusted. For more info, see the links in Firefox 6.0.2 below. The release is available for both macOS 10 10.6 Snow Leopard and 10.7 Lion, and it updates both macOS 10 and macOS 10 Server. Firefox 6.0.2. Mozilla has released Firefox 6.0.2 to remove additional DigiNotar-issued SSL certificates. According to a Mozilla blog post, DigiNotar, the Dutch certificate authority that was used by an Iranian hacker to issue fraudulent SSL certificates, also issued some certificates used by the Dutch government. The Dutch government's initial assessment indicated those certificates were still trustworthy, so Mozilla exempted them from Firefox 6.0.1's removal of DigiNotar root certificates. After an audit of DigiNotar, the Dutch government rescinded that initial assessment of trust, so Mozilla has now removed all DigiNotar certificates from Firefox. Google has updated Chrome, which happens automatically, and Apple has now released macOS 10 Security Update 2011-005 to protect Safari users. It's also possible to excise the DigiNotar certificates from your base keychain if you're not yet in a position to apply Apple's update. Firefox users should update to 6.0.2 to avoid the real-world exploits based on these fraudulent certificates. Parallels Desktop 7. A month and a half after the initial release of macOS 10 10.7 Lion from Apple, Parallels Inc. has released version 7 of their virtualization software, Parallels Desktop. Touting over 90 new features, the update includes such Lion-specific capability as support for Windows applications in Launchpad and Mission Control, as well as full-screen support for Windows applications. The update also includes a new look and feel, improved virtual printing, support for iSight and FaceTime cameras in both macOS 10 virtual sessions and Windows sessions, support for 7.1 surround sound and a new 5.1 sound driver, faster network access, improved graphics performance, better power management, meaning improved battery life for laptop users, and access to virtual Windows and macOS 10 sessions from the newly released Parallels mobile app. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.